USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the federal troops moved into the Washington, D.C. area because of protests over the death of George Floyd are now moving in the other direction. Politico is reporting that Defense Chief Mark Esper has ordered hundreds of soldiers to head back to their home bases. The active duty troops are members of the 82nd Airborne Division. Meanwhile, Democrats on Capitol Hill are moving to limit a president's authority under the Insurrection Act. A bill introduced yesterday would require the president to talk to Congress before using that law. It would also put a two-week limit on the act unless lawmakers provide an extension. The president did say he would send the military into cities to stop violent demonstrations. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says Trump threatened to use a slavery-era law to silence calls for justice. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At a huge memorial service for George Floyd, the black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis last week, the Reverend Al Sharpton made remarks and praised all who have been protesting the death. He told the service at North Central University in Minneapolis,
"He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction."
Confederate monuments could soon be gone altogether from downtown Richmond, Virginia, as Democratic Governor Ralph Northam has announced he wants the statue of General Robert E. Lee removed as soon as possible. Most city council members indicating they approve of removing the remaining Confederate statues on Monument Avenue that fall under Richmond's control. An asteroid that might be bigger than the Empire State Building, not expected to hit the Earth when it flies past it over this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump will visit the state of Maine today. He has quite a full agenda there. He's expected to arrive in Bangor for a meeting to discuss commercial fishing before then heading to Guilford. And once there, the president will be touring Puritan Medical Products, a factory that's responsible for making the cotton swabs that are used to test people for coronavirus. There are concerns about protests during his visit, but Governor Janet Mills and members of law enforcement say they're urging people to make their voices heard, but to do so peacefully. A major medical journal is retracting a study that found the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine did more harm than good in treating COVID-19. The Lancet reversed course on the finding after flaws in data, according to a follow-up. The study initially concluded that the drug never really did do any benefit for COVID-19 patients. President Trump has touted the drug as a possible coronavirus treatment, despite some other studies that also show it had no real benefit. And a new peak of atmospheric carbon dioxide levels is being observed at a government facility in Hawaii. Researchers from NOAA and the University of California said the Mauna Loa Observatory reached the new high last month when levels were as high as 417 parts per million. They say it's the highest monthly carbon dioxide level ever recorded. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.